Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, August 21st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. There's been quite a brouhaha, quite a controversy about the recent arrest of Mr. Christopher Bolin near Chicago, Illinois. When we interviewed Lieutenant Richard Russo last week, we took quite a bit of heat for this. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to the Wing TV homepage today, you'll see precisely why we contacted this individual. And it all boils down to, we think that there is a very serious attempt to not only discredit the American Free Press, but to also raise such suspicion in people's minds that it'll bring about this newspaper's ultimate demise. And we think that this is being led by two individuals, Eric Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith.
It's not just to take down the American Free Press. It's to destroy the entire truth effort. And most of the people mentioned in Eric Hufschmidt's latest article, when you can read it for yourself, look at his lame reasoning. But I just want to say something about that article, that interview that I did with Lieutenant Russo. It was impromptu. There were no pre-prepared questions because it was an impulsive interview. I asked him if he would speak with me for a few minutes. He didn't have all day, and we didn't have even till the afternoon to prepare for that interview. I had no questions because it was a spontaneous question that I asked him to even conduct the interview. No. So a lot of you have given me a lot of heat for even presenting the police's side of it. Well, how are we to know what the police's side is unless we ask the police?
Right. Now, in the matter of fairness and equal time, later that afternoon, Christopher Petrick, who's the editor of the American Free Press, called us and said, we think you should have Christopher Bolin on your show. We said, you know what, we already have a guest lined up for tomorrow. That would have been last Friday. But I said, we'll bump him back half an hour. We'll make that first half an hour available to Christopher Bolin. The door is wide open, and we would love, we're very enthusiastic about saying we would love to have him on this
and
show.
So Chris Petrick said, this was tentatively arranged between us and Petrick. Mm-hmm. He said he would contact Christopher Bolin and have him call us either that night, that's Thursday night, or Friday morning. Christopher Bolin never contacted us, and we don't have any contact phone number for him. As far as I know, Petrick's the only one who does, possibly Eric Hufschmidt, too.
Now, as of today, there is still an open door policy here at Wing TV for an interview with Christopher Bolin.
Right.
Anytime he wants, he's welcome here on Wing TV. Now, getting back to this article, it's called An Urgent Warning to American Free Press, and it's just came off the printer minutes ago. I think the ink is still wet on it. We're working right up until the beginning of the show. And we addressed this article to Willis Cardo, who's the owner of American Free Press, also Christopher Petrick, Michael Collins Piper, Jim Tucker, Vince Ryan, John Tiffany, Ann Cronin, and everybody else at the AFP. And what we basically are saying is that Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith and their very peculiar relationship with Christopher Bolin are the three primary sources that are, in our opinion, doing work to bring the American Free Press down. And in this article, we give example after example after example.
I guess we're taking a lot of heat because we didn't immediately jump on the bandwagon mm-hmm. and just believe Christopher Bolin's story. But Christopher Bolin's story comes directly on the heels of another story about a man named Sam Danner, which was proven decisively to be a hoax.
Right.
And so we would have been remiss to not check out what Christopher Bolin has to say, especially when Christopher is associating with Eric Hufschmidt, who is a known disinformation artist, and Daryl Bradford Smith, another liar.
Right. Also, during the course of this whole Sam Danner debacle, Christopher Bolin came on Michael Collins' Piper show and said that Sam Danner had just gotten run off the highway by some government agents and they rammed into his car. This was another lie. Sam Danner told us it wasn't true. His son told us it wasn't true. So when you get two hoaxes in a row like that, what a good journalist does is check every source. Also, and Lisa brings up a great point, she says, everybody in the Patriot Movement constantly criticizes the mainstream media for only showing one side of the story. But in the alternative media, it seems like a lot of people only want to see one side of the story. Well, we think good journalism, responsible journalism, isn't only showing one side
right.
or both sides of a story, but all sides of a story. And if you want to fault us for that, then we plead guilty
yeah.
because we want to see every side of the story.
And not just
every.
The side that represents the Patriot Movement, the so-called Patriot Movement.
Right.
We want to see what all the sources say. And by the way, don't presume. A lot of you out there are presuming that our investigation into this ended with the
right.
conversation with Lieutenant Russo. That was just the beginning.
I mean,
we
I
had to get
even
a preliminary statement from the police so we could see what their side of it was.
I haven't even spoken with this individual. No. That's how limited our contact was.
Eric Huffschmidt said you did, but
yeah.
actually Eric Huffschmidt is incorrect there because I am the one who spoke with Lieutenant Russo, and okay. everybody can hear that.
Right. Now, who is Eric Huffschmidt? Well, and what is his relationship with Daryl Bradford Smith? As I say in this article, he's Daryl Bradford Smith's webmaster.
Mm-hmm.
He's his secretary, he's his girl Friday, and he's his ghostwriter. Now, a lot of people don't know that Daryl doesn't write any of the articles on his own site. Eric writes all of them.
Right.
And it's a very peculiar relationship because how many grown men write articles for other grown men? Think about that. Eric Huffschmidt, I don't know how old he is, probably in his 40s. He's a grown man, and he writes Daryl's articles for him? Something's wrong with that. And they don't like people to know this. They don't like it publicized. Well, that's what's happening, is Eric writes everything for Daryl. Now, when it comes, and I apologize for looking on my notes, but as I said, we just got this off the
printer. And he admitted that to us,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. Now, in his latest article that came out yesterday, that had a picture of Lisa. This is Eric Huffschmidt's article. It had a picture of Lisa and myself.
An altered picture.
Yeah, altered picture. With Stars of David
right.
on our t-shirts. Okay, real good. Now, Huffschmidt's also in hot water with the American Free Press because he's altering pictures of their headlines and their front pages
right.
to kind of serve his agenda.
So I guess Eric's now into more photo manipulation, kind of yeah. like the psychos that were stalking me.
Yeah. So, during the course of this article, at one point, Eric Huffschmidt writes, "The American Free Press is under Zionist control." That was one of the headlines. Then he goes on to say that the reason he knows this is because four articles written by Christopher Bolin were censored by the American Free Press. Now, he, according to him, censored means they weren't run. Well, Lisa did a little digging and found the articles in question. And what were these articles about, written by Christopher Bolin, that were ultimately rejected by the American Free Press?
At least two of them referenced material by Eric Huffschmidt in the articles, cited links to his work. So that could be a reason why
that's
they were rejected.
That's a red flag right there.
When Bolin is using stuff from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt, that would raise a red flag with me.
Mm-hmm.
But
how about
one
Willie
of them,
Rodriguez?
In one of them, he makes some speculative remarks about Willie Rodriguez. That's the last man out of the World Trade Center
the
towers, the hero of 9/11 in New York City, in our view, that he was made promises of financial stability for keeping his mouth shut about Israeli involvement in 9/11. And hearing multiple explosions, and Bolin tries to tie this to Hillary Clinton and the Clintons. So perhaps that's a reason why that story was rejected. When you're painting the hero of 9/11, a real hero of 9/11, as somebody who was paid off to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, how many of you would run that article?
With a possible promise of political office.
Yeah.
Okay, where does Bolin get this stuff?
Yeah, how many of you would run that article and taint and damage the reputation of one of the true 9/11 heroes, William Rodriguez, on speculation?
Well, his writing's starting to reflect more and more, look more and more like Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Smith's
right.
stuff.
Also, how about the moon hoax?
Yeah, and one of them, one of the links, he refers to the dubious Apollo moon hoax landings. So, and there again, he's citing stuff from Eric Huffschmidt.
And if everybody remembers, when Eric Huffschmidt was on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, he got made to look like a complete ass.
He was trounced.
Yeah. And whether you believe the moon hoax or not, that's regardless of that point, the American Free Press is saying we're not going into this territory based on information from Eric Hupschmidt. In all honesty,
they're two different subjects.
Yes. If we were editors of the American Free Press, we would have rejected all four articles also. We think Christopher Petrick made the correct decision by doing so.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like an excessive insinuation of Eric Hupschmidt's work,
his
and
paranoia,
thoughts and ideas, and maybe Daryl's too, into Bolin's articles that were rejected.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to insinuate Eric Hupschmidt into the American Free Press.
So then Eric Hupschmidt aims his poison pen at Christopher Petrick. He says, Petrick is the editor of the American Free Press, so he is one of the people responsible for the censoring, see again, censoring of Bolin's articles. Petrick should be forced to explain why those articles were censored. It will not be easy for him.
Isn't it at Petrick's discretion which articles he chooses to use in his newspaper and which not?
Yeah. And then he says, but so what? As I said, no pain, no gain. Lots of pain, lots of gain. So let's make it hurt real bad. What kind of reasoning is that? What kind of thoughts?
It's vicious.
Yeah. And then he says, let's go to the rescue of the American Free Press. Let's try to find out who is controlling the newspaper and then help them get rid of those Zionists. Now, we've been inside the American Free Press. We've met personally Christopher Petrick, Jim Tucker, Michael Collins, Piper. I talk all the time with Ann Cronin on the telephone. I'd like Eric Hupschmidt to walk in those offices and say who the Zionists are. It's real easy when he's sitting in California. And you know, Lisa...
Well, that's not his style. His style is to write viciousness, but when you get in his face, when you talk to him directly on the phone, all you hear is that high-pitched, screaming, meanie shrieking that he does like a little girl.
Well, let's get into that, because Hupschmidt has this vicious poison pen when he can sit secluded in his little house. But we've heard numerous interviews with him when confronted about the issue. When challenged about it. And one of our good friends compared him to a shrieking woman. And here's why Eric Hupschmidt has so much resentment towards the 9/11 community. A couple years ago, he wrote a book called Painful Questions, and he put out a video called Painful Deceptions. Now, he narrated the DVD. And anyone that's heard it, everybody has said that the narration is awful. Why? Because, and I'm not trying to be overly mean here.
He doesn't have a good voice for narration.
Eric is a very effeminate person. He's emasculated, neutered, and he sounds like a woman, okay? Anybody that's heard this video says that the main problem with it is the narration. He sounds like a woman. Now, Dylan Avery and so forth, they put out Loose Change. It got greater acclaim, much greater acclaim, because it was put together better, the narration was better, and the music was better. It was
Eric
a better
doesn't
video.
Doesn't have the best voice for doing that sort of thing.
And since that, and he's advertised it on Coast to Coast AM, he's advertised it in other publications, including the American Free Press, and it sunk like a lead balloon. It hasn't had any success. So since that day, he's harbored a great deal of resentment towards the 9/11 community.
Well, he has a lot of resentment for anybody who gets acknowledged or exposure or any publicity for a work that they generate, because he sees it as a competition, apparently, with the work that he's put out. He even went after the people at Signs of the Times, my friend Laura Nijadzik and Darren Williams, who produced the Pentagon Flash video.
Which was excellent.
Which was excellent, received lots of publicity. Even the Washington Post gave it some exposure, and Eric is resentful and apparently jealous that their work got some national exposure.
Yeah.
He's comparing it to the little or the contrast in exposure he got for his work. So, I mean, it's just total jealousy.
Yeah.
You should be happy other people are putting out good work, too.
Eric. Yeah, maybe you should try to do that. Now, he's also, we can't get over everything in this article. We want you to read it. But he also goes on then to attack John Stadtmiller. He goes on to attack the American Free Press Barnes Review Conference being held in Washington next year, calling it, it's filled with crypto Jews and useful idiots.
He's calling us crypto Jews again.
Well, again, yeah. He goes on to, they're calling Michael Korn, who's a guest on Michael Collins Piper's show, a Mossad agent. This information based upon someone that's coming from the Israeli Defense Force, an army captain, on and on and on.
What about how he's linking the Bolin arrest incident with the Sam Danner story? He says that we imply Danner is a liar. No, we're saying Danner lied. Danner himself stated on multiple occasions that he lied about that story and he's contrite about it.
Yeah, in at least four different venues.
Right, we're not implying anything. Sam Danner lied about that story. He was coached to see a global hawk by none other than Eric Hupschmidt, possibly Christopher Bolin too, since Hupschmidt and Bolin seem to be joined at the hip.
And the big problem right now we have is that more and more and more, Christopher Bolin is affixing himself to Hupschmidt and Smith. He stays with Eric Hupschmidt in California. He's visited Daryl Bradford Smith in France.
Right. Now, why would he visit Daryl Bradford Smith in France?
And he hasn't, Christopher Bolin, hasn't uttered one word against these two for their attacks on the American Free Press, for their attacks on John Stadtmiller, who hosts the shows that Piper and Bolin have on RBN.
Why would Christopher Bolin be okay with his good friend Eric Hupschmidt attacking Bolin's own newspaper and his editor? Why would he be okay with that? And I tell you, this article wouldn't have been put out by Hupschmidt without the assistance and blessing of Christopher Bolin.
Well, I don't know if I'd say the blessing, but I'm saying is
he hasn't come out publicly and refuted anything about the Sam Danner story, and he was fed that information and source by Eric Hupschmidt.
Here's the behind-the-scenes story of how this whole Sam Danner thing started. Sam Danner first went to Dylan Avery and ran the story by him. Dylan Avery said, this is a bunch of crap. This is a load of bull. I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. So then he goes to Eric Hupschmidt. Hupschmidt then takes it to Bolin. Bolin runs with it. It blows up in their face. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. And nobody, Bolin nor Hupschmidt, have yet come out to issue a retraction and say that they got burned. What they do is keep laying all this insinuation, allegation, speculation, irresponsible reporting, all in a hopes of muddying the water even further. And
look at this. He even says in his article, Hupschmidt says, if Sam Danner was told to pretend to be a witness in order to discredit Christopher Bolin or myself or whatever, Daryl, who was telling Sam Danner to pretend to be a witness? It was Eric himself.
Right.
We heard that right out of Sam Danner's mouth.
He was the one feeding him.
Edging him on and coaching him and psychologically pressuring him to see a global hawk.
Yeah, that was Sam Danner's exact words. Psychological pressure being
who
exerted
told him to pretend?
By Eric Hupschmidt.
Come on, Eric.
So anyway, on and on and on this goes, and it's.
Oh, what about this one? Perhaps Thorne and Giuliani will volunteer to let some of us give them similar injuries to what Bolin supposedly got from the police. Let's get some tasers and handcuffs and meet Thorne and Giuliani at their home. Eric, darling, if you want to come to our house with tasers and handcuffs, you're more than welcome
I'll tell you what,
because
Eric.
I tell you what, I have more respect for you. If you stood to my face and called me a crypto Jew and threatened to hurt me, than pulling this cowardly shit on the internet.
And I'll tell you what, Eric,
can take me, go ahead.
Yeah, if you and Lisa were out in the front yard and you had a police baton and a taser in your hand, I'd still put my money on Lisa because she'd kick your ass up one side and down the other. So you let us know, Eric, when you want to come and taser us, okay?
You see how ballistic they are getting?
They're losing their minds. And
the Sam Danner story was exposed, thoroughly exposed. Now, to make that story go away the quickest, all Bolin and Hupschmidt would have had to do was issue a retraction, which any reasonable, honest journalist with integrity would have done.
Even the New York Times.
And the story would have, poof, went away.
Yeah.
But no, they're clinging to it. They're
and
grasping
making it worse.
Why? What was that story supposed to accomplish? That despite the exposure that it's a hoax, a total hoax, they're still grasping onto it with their cold, dead fingers. They will not let it go. They won't let it go. Why? What was that story supposed to accomplish?
And just like Tom Flacco, you remember when he was putting out those stories about Bush Cheney indicted, about Barbara Olson being arrested? After a couple times, people no longer believed him because he was discredited. When Bolin and Hupschmidt put out a story the hoax story of Sam Danner, when they say Sam Danner's car was run off the road by government agents when it wasn't, then you start suspecting them. So then you start checking sources to see if it all adds up. And we have two suggestions for the American Free Press in closing here. One, they should demand that Christopher Boleyn immediately disassociate himself
as part of the American Free Press.
Yeah, from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt. Immediately disassociate himself.
Well, I think that he's working behind the scenes with Eric Hufschmidt and Daryl Smith to take down the AFP, to take down many people in this truth effort, and to bring down the entire truth effort. I think that Boleyn might be playing both sides against the middle here.
And the second thing the AFP should do is tell their readers and also their radio listeners what's happening behind the scenes with Hufschmidt and Smith. And we just want to say, over the last 3 or 4 years, nobody, and I mean nobody, has championed the American Free Press as much as Wing
That's
TV
right.
has, as much as Lisa and myself.
We have had a great deal of admiration, respect, and absolute affection for many of the people that work there.
We gave them more awards last year in our Wing TV Awards than any other entity, and we're coming to them right now and saying, you're being attacked. People are trying to bring your publication down, and if you don't do something, these attacks are going to continue.
Well, people will say, well, they're trying to take your publication down, too. They can't take our publication down. We are independent. We don't depend on Eric Hufschmidt and Daryl Smith or Wing TV.
They're trying to take everybody down.
Yeah, they want, it's like Fintan Dunn finger pointing that they're doing. Remember Fintan Dunn with his little CIA fakes list?
And it was everybody but himself.
Everybody got the finger pointed at them, and Fintan was the only clean one, amazingly enough. Well, the same thing is going on here with Eric Hufschmidt. Eric is apparently jealous and resentful of other people's contributions to the truth effort.
And Daryl is no longer with RBN, and he got fired from GCN, so he has resentment against both of those entities. So these people basically have said...
And don't forget Boleyn. His involvement with those two is really questionable.
Because Boleyn has done some of the best work ever, but the more he fixes himself to these two cancers, and that's what they are, these two cancers, the worse it makes him look, and subsequently the American Free Press. Boleyn, get away from these two. That's all we can tell you. Go back to doing your good, solid research like before. These guys are living in a sewer of filth. And if you read the insinuation, the yellow, muckraking journalism that they're doing, anybody can see it with their own
two
eyes.
And you know what, Boleyn? By all appearances, it looks like the American Free Press has been very good to you over the years.
Yeah. Why are you standing by
these
two?
Why are you doing this to them? Why are you standing by these two losers against the people who have been very good to you? You've gotten a lot of press time. You've gotten a lot of print time, a lot of ink.
Read this article, an urgent warning to American Free Press. Eric Hufschmidt's picture's right there. These two are bad news, folks. We're telling you right now.
And Eric, we just want to say that our photo gallery today, in light of your little comical piece, your 44 printed page comedy that you wrote, that you published this weekend of, we're dedicating our photo gallery to you.
We'll be back tomorrow. We're doing two interviews, two outside interviews, plus Wing TV. Mm-hmm. Until then, keep your eyes open. Think, folks.
Yeah, you know
think,
what?
Think.
For those of you out there who do think critically, you're on the right path. For those of you who don't think critically, the people who are coming down on us for presenting another side of the story that wasn't being presented, there's really nothing we can do for you, you know?
Right.
So we're not going to worry about what you have to say.
You know what we say covering all sides of a story is? Damn good journalism. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV.
See you then.